This is Casey Kringlin, and you're listening to My Dinner with Kenny.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to My Dinner with Kenny. I'm Stephen Young, and I'm here with my pal,
Kenny.
Kenny, it's so awesome to see you.
Well, it's great to see you, too, and this is like the second time in a row.
In 2 days.
This is the second time in a row that we can actually say
that
we went on a date together.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right.
First, we went to see Mary Poppins.
I'm not going to put out.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, so sorry to disappoint.
Yeah.
That was Casey Kringlin that gave us that fantastic introduction.
It's true. And
you remember that guy, right?
I do remember him. And you know where sweet Casey is right now?
Where?
He's in Seattle.
Are you serious?
Where he hails from Seattle.
Oh.
And he has an aunt that has a home right on the water.
Really?
And Casey sometimes...
Wait, is it on the mainland proper or that little island that's off? I can't remember that island.
It might be the little island.
Really?
I'm not sure.
I think the Suez Canal goes between...
No, the Suez Canal is in Florida.
Oh, right. I always forget where that thing is. It's so confusing to me.
Oh, God. Todd, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, Todd, I hope you're listening.
But I know you're
not. And enjoying every moment of this. It's great to see you. We actually got to go see a show yesterday in Hollywood. It was at least 2,000 degrees.
Yes, it was very warm
so
here in L.A. yesterday, wasn't
yesterday.
It? Today, too, really.
Today, was it? I don't know. I was in air conditioning.
It
was
kinda,
in a meat locker all day today.
Hot today. This is how I know
how?
It's very, very hot. When I lay down on my bed at night to go to sleep,
yes,
and I don't get under the covers... And I don't wake up at 4 a.m. cold and crawl under the covers.
Oh,
that's when I know it's really hot.
You have an air conditioner in your bedroom, right?
I do, but I do not use it because...
Ever?
Never.
Never. But you could like bake cookies in your house right now,
right? Well, that's true. But here's the problem.
What?
It's either sweat it out, when I'm going to bed. I mean, when I'm sleeping or whatever.
Okay.
Or that guy's legs are so white. Anyway,
who are you staring at?
The server.
The little server guy just walked by.
Yeah, he's not.
He's wearing khakis.
Not this guy.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you thought that was a joke, right?
Jeez.
I
was like, how did you think his
about?
Pants were his legs?
Well, because this guy is wearing shorts.
Oh, I haven't actually looked, I guess. I guess
yeah.
I should look.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't want to look.
I don't care. Okay.
Anyway.
What was I saying?
You were talking about sweating it out
Or turning on. It's a window unit,
sure,
whatever
sure.
you call it.
Sure.
So if I turn it on.
Yes.
The only way to keep the cold air. To make the room cool down,
right,
is to shut the door, which basically
you have to put yourself in this tiny little box,
right, which becomes an ice box. And quite honestly, not to mention the amount of money it costs in electricity,
of course.
And so I don't take the money out of the equation. I don't like being, sort of trapped in a
room,
an ice cube. Mm-hmm. I would almost rather, when I'm not working, if I'm just laying on my bed watching television or whatever,
mm-hmm.
yes, it's hot, yes, it's uncomfortable, but I can deal with that. What is a lot harder for me to deal with is when, I don't know why this is funny.
It's funny to me.
Why? Everything I say, should we talk about that? Everything I say is funny to you.
It's true.
Yesterday I was
you were the most entertaining person I know.
Well, that doesn't mean... Thank you, but that doesn't mean everything is funny. Yesterday I was telling you something very serious about this business of bicycles in the street.
Oh, my gosh. And I think it's
hilarious.
And
you were just laughing.
Yes.
Why is it hilarious?
Because you were just on the wrong side of that argument. That's what I think.
You do?
And so you're...
You really do?
I do.
Okay,
because
you're going to have to run that one down
for me. You are of the opinion that a bicyclist should be on a sidewalk instead of on the road because they're a menace to drivers of cars.
Well, no. Actually, it's a little backwards the way you just said it. I don't think they're a menace to cars. I think it is dangerous to have automobiles and around. Little tiny bicycles.
Well, you could say the same thing about big semis and little tiny cars.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same thing.
Because a semi, because your argument yesterday was that a car is a big piece of metal that is not as agile as a bicycle, and that if a bicycle makes a sudden turn, slowing down this big metal thing would what am I trying to say? But slowing down a car to not hit a bicycle would be more difficult than, or unreasonable to slow down that thing and not hit a. I'm not explaining this well.
All right, well, let me put it another way.
The same thing is about semis. Semis okay. are big hunks of metal.
Okay.
And these little tiny cars.
Well, let me try
dart
this
out in
on
front
you
of a,
another way.
Of a semi.
How about this? I don't believe that a motor vehicle
mm-hmm.
should be sharing a roadway with a
human-powered
a bicycle. We all know what a bicycle is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's no contest. If there's any kind of a collision, who's going to die?
I agree, yes.
So that's all I'm saying.
But I feel like, for me, I feel like it's called a sidewalk. It's not a side ride.
Okay, you know
and
what?
And so I actually feel like
okay, you win. Let's move on.
Pedestrians are so much slower than bicyclists.
Yeah, but all pedestrians have to do is step aside.
Which sometimes is a little tricky because they come up very quickly behind
you. Oh, so better they should be on the street with big-ass cars and trucks.
Sure.
Oh, you are such a goon. You know that's not true.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, somebody just out of nowhere you hear on your left, and what do? You look to your left, right?
Well,
and
where do you hear on your left from?
That's what cyclists are supposed to do when they're on the sidewalk with you. They say, on your left, so that you yield the left side of the sidewalk to them.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
This is what I find so entertaining.
Well, you find it entertaining that we disagree on everything?
Yes.
Why is that entertaining? I don't find it. Let me go on record right now.
Okay. Tell me.
I don't find it entertaining. I find it frustrating.
That you don't like the fact that we have this banter back and forth.
Honey, this isn't just banter back and forth. Mm-hmm. This is like, remember our little argument about equity?
Yes.
That's not banter. That's us getting into a serious disagreement about something.
Yeah.
Now,
I
we're
guess so.
Certainly not going to get into a serious disagreement
about
this
no.
because clearly we both think the other is wrong. So we're going to have to leave it there because there's no way. There's not going to, like with the equity thing, for instance, there was from outside of our conversation, mm-hmm. there was a result. There's not
right,
going to be a. There's not going to be.
No.
This
no.
is apparently
there's
the
no
decision
vote.
Has been made. The signs are up all over town that say bicycles may share full road. You know,
that's
may
weird.
Use full was, roadway or whatever
that
it is.
That does surprise me. Like, why did that happen? I mean,
well,
there's always been that like bike lane kind
well,
of thing.
Well, that's my question. I don't remember. That's part of my question, I should say. Mm-hmm. I don't remember hearing. Obviously, some sort of a law was passed. But it seems to me that it's the kind of law.
Do you think that is that everywhere in LA or is that just
you know,
in certain areas?
I don't know. I was actually wondering about that yesterday. Maybe we should check on the Google machine.
We will have to
later
research
and see.
This up.
Yeah. Because God
see,
knows
look,
our
we have
listeners
common
will
ground
be,
here.
You know, what, that we can go to Google?
That we can agree that it's weird that they have the full right to the lanes.
Right. I mean, they have the full. I mean, basically, what these signs mean to me when they say bicycles may use, I forget what the words are, something to the effect of they can use full roadway or something like right. that. And I'm thinking, so basically, what you're telling me is that a bicyclist,
mm-hmm.
You know, who has no protection around him or her,
right.
can get right in front of my car and ride in front of me.
At 20 miles an hour.
At whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I have to slow down.
And yield to that person.
And yield to that. And again, the bigger issue for me
uh-huh.
is the danger factor. The fact that they might make me slow down. I mean, even when they're on the side of the road, they make you slow down.
You know what pisses me off? I get angry because, you know, it's supposed to be, if you want to be on the road in your little bicycle, great, more power to you. But you are supposed to wear the little hat.
Right.
You should be wearing
not a little hat, it's a helmet. Like,
some kind of
protective
those
gear.
Those things, all those stuff. Well, and a lot of people don't.
Well, not wearing a helmet
ridiculous.
Is against the law.
It's against the law. Those people should be put down. Don't you think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did we say what show we went to see yesterday?
No, we never actually even mentioned it.
It's called Recorded in Hollywood.
Recorded in Hollywood. We were corrected by someone just before the show began because we didn't
know
what
it was
about.
Well, we weren't corrected. We were advised. Because you asked me, you weren't aware what the show was about because I invited you to go with me and didn't give you a whole lot of information.
And you said it was about...
And I was trying to explain what I thought I had heard it was about.
Gotcha.
Which had to do with a record store.
Right.
In Hollywood. Whatever I was sort of trying to pull out of my brain for you. And a really lovely woman turned around and told us what it was, you know, sort of filled in the blanks for us. And I, of course, being my goofy self, said to her, well, thank you so much for that. Don't you just hate it when you can hear people behind you being moronic? And she was so sweet.
She was awesome.
Wasn't moronic.
I think, you know, it seemed like she mentioned to someone that this was not her first time seeing the show.
Oh, like did you hear her say that? I didn't hear. Well, I could see sitting through it again. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it wasn't the kind of thing.
You wouldn't go on a really, really hot day and be wedged in with a bunch of people to see it. I would see it
if
it was
in a better
place. Well, the air
conditioning was, were you hot in there?
I was totally hot.
Oh, I wasn't.
And I was, you know, like, okay, so that I was complaining the whole time that my knees were up against the seat
yes,
in front of me.
Yes, it is a little airplane-y.
It was really tiny to me. But also, you know, like, you were on one side of me and you were fine. The woman on the other side of me was definitely enjoying the hand rest, and I...
Oh, she wasn't letting you enjoying the hand rest.
You
know, that's a good way of putting it.
I am not... I'm not tiny, and I'm not huge as a person, but I have wide shoulders, and they just don't compress. And I've tried. You know, you're sitting...
Well,
you sit with your arms kind of like...
No, I see. They don't compress
at
all.
They just don't do it. Hmm. And so I was, it was uncomfortable the whole time.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry
about
that.
But it was a great show.
But you're also tall.
I mean, yeah.
You're quite a bit taller than me.
I'm okay. I did all right.
Well, I hope so, because let's face it, in 99-seat theater, as 99-seat theaters go,
yes,
that one isn't exactly in the category of icky or... You know, sort of creepy or...
That theater?
Totally uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's a nice one. Yeah, I mean, there are some 99
seats. And the seats were very comfy.
Yep. You noticed that they appeared to be new.
Yeah, they looked nice.
And I said I thought that... I seem to recall hearing that Liz Riley and Lee Fortier were able to purchase those...
Like they were discounted because of bed bugs or something like that?
No! Because they were leaving. They were leaving. Yeah, they were getting up and leaving.
Just running away.
Some other theater that was getting rid of them.
Gotcha.
You know, when the Schubert closed down many years ago.
Yeah, where did those seats go?
All over the place.
Really?
Many people were able to benefit from that most unfortunate closing.
I loved that night, the Wrecking Ball. You and I were there together. I loved that.
That was the night you met Jason Raitt.
Was that the night I met him? I didn't know him before.
And then
the
very next minute, he was just, you know, up your nose and doing what he did with every single person he ever met.
This is terrible. I don't remember that.
You don't?
I don't. I seriously don't remember that.
Wow. Unfortunately for me, those are the things, exactly the things I remember.
So when the Schubert closed down here, what was the year? 1998, maybe? Something like
98
that?
98 or 99, yeah.
Which it was a beautiful theater here in Los Angeles.
Gorgeous. I worked there many times.
And before they actually locked the doors and demolished the place, they invited people to come
and visit. That had worked there.
Anybody that had ever worked there could
and
come.
And it was a very bittersweet
sit in the balcony,
yep.
Walk on stage.
They brought all the programs and all the posters up from storage in the basement of the theater that I didn't even know existed all those years. And do you remember they brought up all the concession candy and everything? Oh my God, that was so fun. We were sitting there. It was like eating was big amazing. Boxes of dots and jujubes.
Huge
and
boxes.
Oh my God.
It was awesome. I loved that.
And then I got the, remember we took.
You had the 42nd,
the 42nd Street poster. That we had to put above our heads in the car because, remember? Because
it was terrible. We couldn't fit it in our cars. And we didn't know that we were going to try to leave with all of these crazy things.
No, we had no idea. And I had that sign.
For the longest?
I want to say I had it in my living room for the longest time.
Yeah.
And when I say, I mean, when we say sign, we don't mean a poster. We mean it was like a movie three sheet.
It filled the entire
display wall. Case. Yes, exactly. And it was dry mounted on some foam core or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I had a moment, and I thought I wanted it to remember my very happy year of 1984 working on 42nd Street. And it sat in my living room for a long time, and then it started to bend.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, because as you know, no air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summer when it would get really hot, it would start to... Anyway.
Did a little droopy.
And that was the night you met Jason Ray.
You know, one of the things that I took from there was a poster from A Chorus Line. When A Chorus Line, the original cast, moved to Los Angeles from New York. Or whomever. I don't know if
it was First National, whatever.
Yeah, there you go. And I had one of those posters, and I've kept it. I still have it, but
really, where is it?
It's falling apart. Like big sections of it are just separating and falling apart.
Time to throw it away.
I know, but it's so cool.
I know. Is it in your storage, or is it in your apartment?
I think it's in my apartment.
Oh my dear Lord!
It's in
Was it big like?
Yeah.
So it was like a three sheet.
It's like three.
Like a display case board.
Yeah, it's maybe 6 feet wide by 8 feet tall.
Oh my goodness!
It's really big. And it is falling apart.
Yeah, that is a shame. Well, if it makes you, if you
no,
would
not
like.
Six. Maybe between 4 and 5.
Whatever.
Wide.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big.
Well, let me tell you that if it makes you feel any better.
What?
I have some souvenir post-it notes that...
From Forever Plaid?
No, from A Chorus Line.
From A Chorus Line?
That on the... They're 4x3. So, you know, 4 inches across.
Uh-huh.
And in the... You know what it means when I say a phantom graphic? Do you know what that means?
I don't have any idea.
Okay,
what that means.
A phantom graphic is something that's there. You can totally see it, but it's like grayed out.
Oh, okay.
So that you could like write over it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's the famous image of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath it in black letters, it says, "It never ends," period.
Whoa.
And I would give you a pack
I
of
would
those,
love that.
And then you would feel a little less sad about having
man,
to throw
man, that would
away.
Be amazing.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Done. Deal.
Nice. Good to see you, everybody. Good night.
And we are finished.
As David Letterman used to say, good night, everybody.
Oh, as David Letterman used to say. We have not actually spoken since...
I'll just start crying.
The end.
I miss him so much.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you have to see the last show.
I have not
you
seen it at all.
You have got to see it.
How do I find it now?
Oh, listen to you. How do you find it? Ugh.
Do you know? Do you have it?
You see how he patronizes me, listeners? You see how he does that?
What are you talking about?
If anybody knows how to use Hulu, it's Stephen Young.
Is it on Hulu? I don't
even
know.
Well, I don't fucking know, but maybe... I mean, it must be somewhere.
Oh, my God.
YouTube? I don't know.
I guess I'll try to find it, but I don't know where it is.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Jeez. What must you think of me?
Well, I think you know a lot of shit that I don't know. That's what I think.
I don't know. Jeez.
Is this almost over yet?
He's ready to get out, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
He's done.
So.
Yes, sir.
What else?
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, let's see.
I felt like yesterday I had something that I wanted to talk about. And
yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
I know what it is. I know.
What?
Fast and Furious.
That's true.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
So this is really awesome, I think. Universal Studios Hollywood has opened a new attraction as part of their backlot tour based on the Fast and Furious franchise.
And guess who did the lighting?
I
you didn't do the lighting.
I was able to be a part of the the creative team.
I think that's amazingly fantastic.
Yeah.
Very
exciting.
So
it was super cool, and you know, last week
it
actually opened.
You've been working your ass off. You've been there for it's been there forever. For a
while. Yeah. They're really wonderful people. It's been a really wonderful project. I'm really thrilled to have just, you know, been able to just glimpse at even just a little speck of it. And
then tell us what happened last week when it opened.
It opened, and it appeared that all of Los Angeles and half of San Diego came to see it. And it shut
all
down.
All at the same time.
It shut down kind of like the surrounding freeways in that Studio City area, trying to get into the parking garage.
You mean like how about Cahuenga, where you could go up?
I think that had
that
to be a
too?
Mess.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, they're building like crazy because that Harry Potter land is going to open next summer. And so there are parking garages going up left and right.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm sure they wish they could have.
Where's Harry Potter land going to be?
It's right smack dab in the middle of it. You'll see it. So you know where, like, the Simpsons area is that used to be Back to the Future? Do you know
oh,
where I'm talking
okay.
about?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, right, like, from there, you can see the Harry Potter towers just behind it. So it's huge, and it's those structures are up and painted and looking amazing already. I don't, you know, maybe there's stuff happening inside still, but they are working hard.
It's
there.
Kind of amazing, isn't it? They never stop.
I see what you're saying, by the way. That man
am
is,
I right?
is not wearing pants.
White legs.
Really white.
Really white.
Makes me look really tan. I'm like tropical compared to him.
Steven, your complexion
tropical.
Is not
what? I'm olive skinned.
Well,
and amazing. Is that what you're going to say?
That's exactly.
Was that
what
you were thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I just took the words right out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, so you want to hear something?
Was that really what I was going to say?
Yes.
I really felt like it was something else that we were discussing.
No, because when I got to the theater, okay, this is funny. We should tell this part.
What?
Or I can tell.
You got better parking than I did, by the way.
Well, that's because I was I coming from a different direction than you were coming from?
I guess so. Which I feel bad because, see, I always avoid Santa Monica because I feel like it's a busy street and I don't
want to
park
there. Well,
it
is. I usually take Fountain, but the theater is on Santa Monica Boulevard.
So I always park kind of behind, like, the street behind the theater, that next street. And there was just nothing there when I arrived, so I had to. I parked like a block and a half away, and
well,
right next to this homeless guy and his friend, the more homeless guy.
Oh, yeah, that street that you were on—that's Seward, I think, isn't it?
I can't remember.
It's not.
I blocked it out already.
It's not the. But you blocked it out. It's not the greatest, but at least it
they
was.
They were sweet.
Well, it was daytime.
It was daytime.
At least it was day. Who the homeless men were sweet?
Yeah.
Did you give them a nickel?
No, I did not. There was a woman that, you know, like really crossed the street so that she wouldn't have to walk by them.
Oh.
Yeah. But she had a big German shepherd, and I felt like she was worried that the German shepherd would go after them.
Oh. Well, German shepherds, are they by nature nasty dogs?
No, but they're police dogs, and they probably would have written them a ticket.
Oh, God. Jeez. Okay, so I got to the theater,
yes, sir.
And the first question I asked you was, why do you always call me a nerd?
It's true.
Remember?
I do like to call people nerds.
And you looked at me funny, because as it turned out...
It just walked by again, ladies and gentlemen.
You had written
I had
weird.
Not.
You
I
hadn't
had not
called,
called
me
you
nerd.
A nerd.
I looked at a text message that you sent me without my glasses on, proving... Once again, that my eyesight has gotten so bad that I looked right at the word
weird
and thought it said nerd.
Nerd. And so really what I was saying was
that it was
they are
weird.
Calling in groups to the theater,
as
group
if,
A boarding now,
uh-huh.
And I thought, this is weird. I've never
well, it is
I've
weird,
never
but
experienced
I,
that in the theater.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have actually seen that happen at that theater before.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. I think
how do they choose what group you're in?
Well, they don't. It's just whatever line you get in line. And
oh,
as the line starts to go in...
We had numbers. We were like 80 and 81.
Yeah, I think they do that for the...
Is it like at will call when you pick up your ticket, you get the...
Yes, that's when I got that. And I think for the house monitor. Remember I commented
to you? House monitor. That was another weird thing that happened.
And then I made a joke with the woman who was the house monitor.
Yes.
I said, are you the house monitor? And she said, I'm the house monitor, manager, maker sure that everything is okay-er.
Maker sure.
And I thought she was very funny and
sweet. That
was
cute.
Because, you know, mostly I hate everyone.
Right. And then we had a fantastic dinner afterwards.
At Sal's.
Fat Sal's.
Fat Sal's. We making sandwiches over here.
It was... I didn't have the sandwich.
No, but oh my goodness.
We did something really decadent. So, okay, we actually ordered this thing called the BLT fries.
Okay, BLT fries.
I didn't know what the hell that meant.
And well,
I thought,
I'd never had
this
them.
Sounds like an adventure. Let's do it, right?
That's right.
So this was like a big old pie tin.
Right. That looked like a salad.
It did look like a salad. It looked just like a salad.
But it looked delicious.
It did look good.
And I said to Stephen, that's French fries?
Yes. So, layer of fries on the bottom.
Right.
Some kind of cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Bacon.
Lettuce.
Lettuce. Tomatoes. Ranch dressing.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
It was so good. Before we started, Stephen said to me, you know, you're going to be taking this home. And I said, why? And he said, because
it's
I don't...
It's huge.
Well, it's not that huge, but... For two people, I mean, you know, we did pretty well. But in the meanwhile,
I ate the
you
whole
weren't
thing.
Eating a sandwich, and no. I was eating a sandwich on top of it.
That's true. But it was
so good.
I had
it was delicious.
Yes.
It was absolutely delicious.
That was my entire dinner, by the way. I didn't have anything else.
Well, I would imagine you wouldn't have to.
A bottle and a half of wine after that, but no food.
Are you serious?
I'm kidding.
Bottle and
no,
a half?
No, of course not. I would have been dead.
Well, I don't know that you would have been dead, but...
I wouldn't have made it up early this morning. I got up early this morning and went to the gym.
You know...
Are you impressed with me?
Yes, I am.
Look, there's muscles.
You know what?
Look at that.
You know something? I noticed your muscles before.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I've been twice
to
the gym.
Because you're hot, Stephen.
Really?
Well, that's because you had muscles... Uh-huh.
I'm trying not to be huge.
Well, should we just tell the truth that when I first met you, I had a huge crush on you?
And when I was young and skinny.
Uh-huh. And had the most gorgeous head of hair I'd ever seen.
I still have the same profile picture.
Well, that I know.
I've kept that.
Which I enjoy because it reminds me of when I first knew you.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, here's the sad
yes.
news for today.
We had a little pause.
I had been living in this land of false hope that Michael Bulger would be able to come out here this summer and visit.
Oh, our friend Michael Bulger.
Yes.
How's he doing? What's
he
up to?
He's doing very well. He just finished his very busy play festival season at his company, Club Thumb.
Congratulations to them.
Yep. Oh, my God, he worked so hard. And... I found out yesterday when I finally had the nerve to ask him what I would have to do, and this is exactly how I asked the question, what would I have to do, or what do I have to do to get you out here for a visit?
To come visit.
And his answer was, basically, it will take a small miracle.
Oh, that's no fun.
He's very busy. He basically said that what he had hoped was going to be his summer vacation has basically evaporated.
Disappeared.
And it made me very, very, very sad.
I can understand how you would be sad about that. That sucks.
It does suck.
Because it's not a summer without Michael Bulger.
Well, that's true. And it also, one of the reasons that I'm so sad about it is it made me really sort of have to look straight into the face of a reality that I haven't wanted to...
What do you mean by that?
Well, Michael is not coming back to L.A. anytime soon.
Well, yeah, he's made a new life for himself in New York, and he's been very successful.
Mm-hmm. And nobody is more thrilled for him than I am.
Right.
But I miss him terribly.
He's a great guy.
And I have to accept the fact that potentially for the rest of my life, I'll be lucky if I get to see him for a few days once a year.
Yeah.
And that's really hard for me.
We have to be thankful and blessed that we get that time, I guess.
Well, I guess, but
he's
it's not
guy.
Making me feel any less sad.
Whenever
today.
He gets here, we got to do a podcast with him. Or maybe we should just go to New York and do a podcast.
I asked
him.
You yesterday if we you wanted go. To go to New York, and you gave me one of your, you know.
What did I say? Did I change the subject?
I don't actually remember. You probably did change the subject.
I don't know. Let's go. Let's do it.
Oh, sure.
I was thinking, how do I afford these tickets? How do I afford to see all the cool shows that I want to see? That's probably what I was thinking.
Well, let's talk about which one of us has a bigger financial burden right now.
Do you really want to talk about that?
Sure. Because you know the answer.
Fun.
What's the answer?
I'm assuming it's you, but
that's
I don't
correct.
Know.
Because you have a job, I don't.
I do have a job. I have an awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ken Werther. Ken Werther. Let's see if Panera's hiring.
I'd try to get a job at Starbucks before I'd get a job at
Really?
Yeah, because I think you get to sort of meet more people.
Yes.
See more
can,
people.
You can write weird names on their cups.
On their cups, yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Todd went and got his free Frappuccino or something last week on his birthday.
That happens? You can do that?
Yep.
You know my birthday is coming up.
Oh.
Should we go to Starbucks on my birthday?
And do this or just go to Starbucks?
Just go to Starbucks
sure.
and get a free
well,
Frappuccino.
I think you have to be a member of the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
You have to be a gold card member or something.
Well, what can I do for free on my birthday?
Well, I don't know, but I have bad news for you. I have a wedding that night.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
On my birthday. Kenny, do you not know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell them?
Nope. You know what? I had another wedding a few weeks ago, and I couldn't watch the Tony Awards.
You go to so many weddings.
Or go to... I know. I had four weddings.
Who's getting married?
Two in June and two in July.
Are these gay weddings?
Two gay ones, two straight ones.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That's like 50-50 split.
But I'm only going to two of them. And in fact, the two that I'm able to attend are both the straight ones.
What?
Yep.
You're a traitor to your kind.
Oh, well, I feel bad, but the one's a gay wedding, the other is a lesbian wedding. The gay wedding was in New York City, and
gotcha.
it was the day immediately after the first straight wedding.
Oh, really?
So it would have been almost impossible to get there in time.
Yes, indeed.
I thought about how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Moffat helped me look into airfares, etc.
Right, of course.
And it just wasn't going to happen. So I felt very badly about that. That was my friend's Michael Cuneo and his now husband, Neil Phelps.
Awesome.
And the lesbian wedding is on July 18th, which the women getting married are... I love them.
Yes.
The problem is they live in California. They've chosen to get married in Ogunquit, Maine.
Whoa, really?
And I'm not sure exactly why. I think maybe George's
Have you been there before?
Yes.
You know the area.
It's beautiful.
I've never been to Maine.
Maine is, you know, it's the upper northernmost point of New England.
Right, it's
just beautiful. But
I've never ever been.
And the part of the problem with going is that I would undoubtedly see my sister.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I'm just not going to do that.
You're not prepared for that?
No. You know, it isn't even that I'm not prepared for it. I just don't want to do it.
I can understand
Because
that.
Knowing my sister as I do, there is no question she will make it unpleasant. And
I'm
don't
sorry
need
to, hear that.
To fly.
No.
From Los Angeles to Boston and then drive 4 hours from Boston to Ogunquit, Maine to encounter that little bitch.
Gosh.
Who
oh my.
I haven't seen or spoken to since August of 2009.
Gotcha.
And my brother hasn't
That's
either. I don't want anybody to think this is just me being a prick. She won't talk to my brother either.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Well, she's
Family strife
crazy.
Is not good.
Well, no, it isn't. And I feel badly for one reason, and that is that I know that both of my parents, wherever they are, are not happy about this.
I'm sure.
All parents want is to know that their children are going to take care of each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
And,
not happening right now.
And of
now.
Course, my sister likes to blame, she'll say that too, but she'll say that the reason that she blames my brother and me for what's happening. And,
well, of course.
And we blame her. So,
and there
you go. One wonders. But the wedding that I'm going to on your birthday.
Yes.
Is the other straight wedding.
Gotcha.
Which is my dear friend Melissa Powell.
Okay.
And her fabulous Armenian soon-to-be husband, Saro Kujakian.
Oh my.
And
that
he,
is quite a name.
He is the coolest and the sexiest. And I am excited about that wedding because I just adore Melissa.
That sounds good.
Now,
you will have lots of fun on
my
birthday.
Can I just tell you one other thing in terms of...
Yeah, totally.
You know, why I get sad?
Yes.
So, we should mention real quickly before I forget that we had some visitors before we started
recording
tonight.
We totally did.
Tonight.
It was weird. We're recording a little late tonight because we just had, like
we had a whole thing.
Two people come up and visit us.
Yes, and one of them was beloved television star,
Superstar.
Eric Bergen.
Yes.
And we also had our good friend Roddy Rod K.
Roddy Rod K dropped by.
And,
it, it
you
was
know,
a full spent, booth.
Just spent a few minutes, you know, making fun of the podcast again.
Yes.
I just don't understand that, boy. Although I will,
awesome.
I will admit, finally at last, to all six people that listen to this podcast, that I've always had a huge crush on him.
Oh, of course. Who wouldn't?
He's so adorable.
Exactly. And a great guy.
He always looked so young. And continues to look young, and I'm not going to give away his age on this podcast.
Okay, don't do that yet.
No, that'll clinch it for sure.
Yeah, it was really cool to have both of them here.
But neither one of them really wanted to be. I mean, Eric would have spoken
well,
to us.
Well, we only brought the two microphones. We
well,
didn't
yes,
have, we
but I mean, what I was going to suggest that they each...
Say hello
before they left. Or maybe I did suggest it.
I think you did.
And everybody went fleeing
like
for the doors, especially Roddy Rod.
It was really good to see them.
But it was. It totally was. It's a nice surprise to see Rod, and Eric told us some very funny stories.
It's true.
He's trying to...
He's packing up.
He's packing up, and he's moving. Basically moving back to New York. Although I think his career will, you know, find
him.
He'll
continue to be back.
Yes, he will find himself in Los Angeles quite a lot.
So hopefully we'll get to hang out with him again.
Sure, he'll come back on the podcast.
Totally.
So here's a quick story about, well, it's not about Melissa's wedding, but I took, when Eric's, okay, I'm going to start again. Last year. When Jersey Boys had its L.A. premiere, the
yes.
movie, the
yes.
movie.
Uh-huh.
Eric had a limited number of tickets, and I was one of the people that he invited, which was very, very sweet of him.
Very cool of him, yes.
Partly because of something he said, although I'm certainly not blaming him for the rest of this. I got it in my head that I needed to buy a new outfit for this big old premiere.
Yes, this big Hollywood premiere.
BJ, our beloved BJ.
He's over there
who's
somewhere.
Right over there yeah. somewhere. Who's got a birthday tomorrow.
Yes.
But I don't know whether I should say his age because he seems to be having some sort of a...
Is it a meltdown for him?
Yeah, he's having some sort of a breakdown because he's turning 25 and he keeps
yes.
going a quarter of a century.
It's the end of the world.
And of course
25.
I said to him, how do you think I feel, Bubby?
Yes.
So, BJ went shopping with me, and we bought this gorgeous suit at Nordstrom Rack, which mm-hmm. is supposed to be cheaper.
Cheaper, because you go to Nordstrom Rack. I love that place.
I love it too.
You get good socks,
but
there
of course,
for a discount.
Oh, great yep. socks. Yep, mm-hmm, yep, yep. Mm-hmm. You're right. We've talked about that because you are the sock lover.
You know, and if you know, there are certain things like you can buy really nice underwear at Nordstrom Rack as well,
mm-hmm.
as long as you're like an extra large or an extra extra large.
No,
they are really
no,
cheap
but
there.
They do have. You know, it's interesting. You wear medium.
Yes.
Well,
you
me
can
too.
Never find
well,
medium.
Well, mediums in almost everything are the
gone.
First to go.
Yes, it's true.
Underwear,
yes.
Undershirts,
yes.
You know, whatever it might have. Or
anything.
Regular shirts.
Regular
whatever,
shirts.
Yeah, whatever it might
be. Irregular shirts.
Yeah, all and they have things. Some of those too.
They have them all. Yes, so sorry.
So
you bought a fantastic
$500.
Holy
I paid
moly.
For this suit. Yeah.
That's a lot of cash.
Yeah. So it I almost
is that why I see you wearing it everywhere?
Well,
like at
this
the
is
beach,
no wait, this is part of
the
story.
Store.
This is part of the story.
Okay, cool.
I don't have occasion to get dressed up that often.
What?
And so
you're a man about town.
Oh, come on.
You are.
So yeah.
It's true.
Like in all kinds of places where I need to, you know, wear a suit. Not happening. Well, I'll just skip to the end.
Okay.
Moths ate it.
Are you serious? How the heck did this happen?
Well,
how did they survive the heat of
well,
your apartment?
Very funny. I think the heat of my apartment helps them,
that helps
frankly.
Them? They're like,
but
warm.
Here's the deal. The suit is 100% wool, which I did not know. But what I do know
uh-huh.
is that I have moths.
How do you, where did they come from? What do they do?
Well, they get in there somehow.
What
and
are
then,
they?
And then they infest like anything, you know, like they lay eggs and.
Oh, terrible.
And it's terrifying because they will eat through anything wool.
Okay.
And I, as I say, it never occurred to me. So a while ago, quite a while ago, when I realized that I had this problem.
Yes.
I removed all wool clothes from my wardrobe
right.
and stopped buying anything that
You're
was
like,
made
I'm
of
done
wool.
With this.
That's
yes.
right. Well, I just didn't realize
that
I never looked
something.
At the tag. 100% wool.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why moths eat wool. I mean, I've never seen like
I
a,
have listen,
have
I don't know.
Have you ever seen
know.
A moth go after sheep? They would have to, right? I mean, how does that
oh.
work?
I don't know.
You pet the little sheep and the moths go flying out.
You know, this is actually a very sad story.
I
but you insist on making fun. $500, Stephen.
That's a lot of cash, yeah.
And the suit is ruined. I
ruined.
Can't wear it. You can't repair
no.
the kind of holes that moths eat through clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really very happy.
I'm sorry.
And I won't be wearing that suit to Melissa's wedding.
No.
No. So that's it. That's all I got. I could complain some more if you wanted me to.
I do want to hear about...
And tell the whole world about how producers I work for stiff me
no,
for
no,
money.
No. No, I don't want to hear about
Chris
that.
Chris Isaacson.
Here, I want to hear about the Courage Theater Company has a fundraiser coming up.
Oh, so it does.
When is it?
Next Sunday, the 5th of July.
The 5th, born on the 5th
7
of
o'clock
July.
P.m. at Formosa Cafe in West Hollywood on
okay.
the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Formosa.
Wait, what time did you say you said
7
it?
O'clock
it.
P.m.
7 p.m. Okay.
On the upstairs patio.
Love it there.
It is a benefit specifically to raise money for their upcoming production of a play called Failure, A Love Story.
Is that the one... Directed by
Michael
Matthews.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, good.
And I think it's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Courage Gang is just a fantastic group of people.
Are you going to go?
I am going to go. Would you like to go with me?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there going to be bingo? There's no bingo.
Is there a raffle or anything?
There is a raffle.
There's a raffle?
Yep. There's a silent auction and a raffle.
Oh, okay. Yep. Good, good, good.
Some of the kids from the company are even, I don't know if this is part of the raffle or the silent auction, but they're making themselves available.
For bird calls?
For bird calls.
Oh, good.
To be rented, so to speak.
Oh, my.
To, like, do jobs around the house.
Well,
we will
go,
for
and then we'll explain
oh,
what happened.
Oh, here's the music is really loud again.
It
Why
really
is it so loud?
Why is this so loud? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here for our episode
Holy
of
crap.
My Dinner with Kenny.
Oh, that's much better.
It's been a great seeing you, Kenny. It's been great seeing you.
It's
been
great
hanging
great
out with
you, Stephen.
I love you more than anything.
I love you more than anything.
We'll see each other again in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Here at Panera.
Yep.
Say goodnight, Kenny.
Goodnight, Kenny. I think we should have forced Eric and Rod to stay.
You know, they should have stayed.
Just to say hello.
I mean, really.
They couldn't get out of here
fast
enough.
What's the harm in that?
I don't know.
Some people.
Really? Are we still on?
No, we're not.